sonar. Vazum vazum.
Recently bought your first home, right?
Yes, I did.
How difficult was it?
Difficult?
Why would it be difficult? Didn't you say you only had 10% deposit for your house?
10% is enough if Mortgage Masters is helping you with home loan.
Mortgage Masters can also help you with refinance or with any rental and commercial property related question. Contact Nathan Saminathan now, a certified financial planner and authorized financial advisor with over 30 years of experience in New Zealand. Call now on 0800 630 7171.
नमस्कार आणि वेलकम आईच्या सुशेखा दनपार कोंकणी प्रोग्रामार. मुझ्या सांगत आज असा हेक्टर आणि तीन सोबीत छेडवां शोना एस्पिन आणि शिनेल. कसं आहे रे हेक्टर तू?
हा बरं असा, तू कसा?
हा फर्स्ट क्लास असा. काल केले आज तुवे सकाळी जाऊन गार्डनात गेल्लो की?
हा
लास्ट टाइम फोन केले तू गार्डनात आलो, ताच्या पहिले फोन केले गार्डनात आलो. गार्डनात तू राहूचे मला दिसता.
Yeah, I really like to go to the garden. Richard, do you know I'm growing some watermelon?
Yeah. You sent some pictures about the watermelon. Yeah. And I'm quite impressed. Huh? He's a horticulturist. Why don't you tell the young girls how good you are at gardening?
No, I'm not that good in gardening. But this year, after many years, I've been trying to grow watermelon.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Very difficult to grow watermelon in Auckland, but I've succeeded and I've got about 12 watermelon growing.
Are you going to put a stall outside your house?
I was thinking of it, but the consumption within the family itself will be
quite high.
difficult to grow for the market as well.
So, Chanel, welcome. After a long time, you have been on a vacation, 2 months away from the country. I can see the glow on your face and
The post-Bombay glow.
So tell us something. What was it like?
Oh, God. We normally go back once every two years. But I hadn't gone back in 4. So it was, I think, extra special for me in a way. I think I appreciated everything all the more. Not that I don't already, but yeah, it was good. My grandma, my cousins, my friends. Mm-hmm. And it was nice.
So it was party time every day?
Every night. We slept at 4 a.m. or more. I don't know if you can say that it's every night, but it's every morning, I guess. But no, it was special.
So what is that thing that you ate which you were longing to eat for a very long time in Bombay? Many people say, I have to eat this when I go back to Bombay, or I have to do this. So what is that you did in Bombay?
If I started to tell you that, that'd be a list.
One item which is on the top of the list.
I can give you 3.
Okay.
Top 3. Because they're all equal, I can't decide. Coconuts.
Okay.
Sugarcane juice.
Ah.
Yeah, and sitafal.
Wow. Those are special. I must say, those are special. And so can you tell us something about these two young ladies, Aspen and Shona?
Aspen and Shona. Aspen is my sister, so everybody be nice to her today.
Okay.
And Shona is also like my sister, so everyone please be nice to her today.
Extra nice.
Extra nice. Okay, we'll be extra nice. So let's start off with Aspen. So Aspen, tell us something. What did you think about 2018? What happened in 2018?
2018?
In your personal life, on the political scene, something on social trivia. What do you think was special in 2018?
There were a lot of major events that happened in 2018. Like one of the big ones was Prince Harry getting married.
Oh.
Yeah, that was huge. The royal wedding is always the highlight of the year, I feel.
The girl he got married to? Some American.
Meghan Markle, yeah.
American or Canadian? What is she? American.
American, I believe. She was an actress.
She was an actress on
a TV show called Suits,
and
she had to give that all up
for the royal life. Including her accent.
So what are they, after they get married, they are given some area and they're given a title. What are they given? Have they been given a title?
Yeah, they're the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
Sussex, okay. Yeah. So they already started their sex, looks like.
Oh. She is pregnant, right?
Yeah.
So I guess.
Yeah, she's so, due in April.
Somewhere in April. Oh, so that's the next big event in 2019.
No, we already have parties lined up for 2019 now.
Okay. So what else happened in 2018? We're just trying to recollect, human memory is so short. And we tend to sort of forget. So we're just trying to run a bit of the top events of 2018. Hector, any thoughts?
Yeah, on the political scene, it was Kim Jong-un of South Korea. He crossed, of North Korea, sorry.
he crossed into...
yeah, he... for the first time, he went into South Korea and met with President Moon, becoming the first North Korean leader to cross the demilitarized zone since its creation in 1953. So that was a huge event, I think, path-breaking in world politics.
Well, even I sort of read on about the Washington Post journalist, Jamal Khashoggi. You know what happened to him?
He was decapitated.
Yeah, somewhere in Istanbul, in the Saudi Arabian consulate. So what do you guys think? Whose hand was it? What do you think?
Don't they say that there was a Saudi prince who ordered the hit?
Yeah.
But I mean, I can tell you now that it left all of us journalists quaking in our boots, thinking that there's something that, you know, if we had to be a little bit
outspoken,
correct, we better not do it in even your Saudi Arabia.
Yeah. You're lucky we live in New Zealand.
Tell me, in New Zealand, don't journalists get intimidated by politicians, or don't they sort of, you know, try to cut them out?
I think you can get intimidated if you let yourself get intimidated. I work in an environment where I see Jacinda Ardern and Simon Bridges on a weekly basis.
Okay.
And I think after, you know, saying hi to them every week and all that, it's you build up a rapport with them. And there are many other politicians who come in and out of my work. And there is a sort of understanding. I think that that's because New Zealand is so small. So even if we are outspoken in a way, it's almost as, they expect it from us. That we're journalists, we have to tell our side of the story. It doesn't mean they like it. And, you know, they'll get annoyed at us. Winston Peters last year refused to come on our show. I work for the AM show. He refused to come for months because Duncan Garner upset him.
So that was his way of sort of getting back.
Yes, that's right. And then, I mean, he did come on eventually, you know, after we had to say sorry. But I guess we can't really get intimidated in New Zealand. It's far too small and far too close of a country to, you know, have that kind of...
Hey, Shauna, I understand that you are very high on sustainability. Very, very strong on
eco-friendly
stuff.
I try to be.
So what were the biggest environmental issues in 2018?
Well, Hawaii's Kilauea? Am I saying that right? The volcano erupted, delivering a dazzling display of nature's might, and it redesigned the map of Hawaii's Big Island. I remember on the news, like, seeing just roads completely destroyed, like lava had come up from under. It had completely wrecked Hawaii. But it was also it was sad that obviously that happened, but it was also mind-blowing that Mother Nature can do, you know, something like that.
So much
like
damage.
That.
Okay. But I sort of, you know, look at the floods in Kerala, which was once upon looked upon as what they call is God's own
country.
Yeah. And the devastation that they unleashed on Kerala was something which was very difficult to comprehend as such. Okay.
Yeah, and all these natural disasters all over the world, yeah. Now they're talking about this vortex, what is that, in Chicago, which has not
polar
seen...
Polar vortex.
Polar vortex.
You can see the sun and the moon.
Is this something to do with climate change and all
global
the
warming?
Global.
I don't think the sun and the moon thing is to do.
That is a phenomenon, and it happens, I think, in winter. You can see both together. But
definitely the strange weather patterns that can be attributed to climate change, like the floods in Kerala, like the polar blast that's happening.
I think it's funny now at the moment because the northern hemisphere is wrecked by cold winters, like really harsh, extreme cold weather, while the southern hemisphere, because we're in summer, you know, we're talking about heat waves in Adelaide and in Auckland, in Blenheim, I'd say, but yeah.
But one thing I can tell you, this heat is good for my watermelon.
That's for sure.
Keep up the carbon emissions, guys.
But do you subscribe to the other view that there is no global warming? There's still a lot of politicians who do not subscribe to it, particularly Donald Trump.
No, they. I think what they say that's not that there is no global warming, but it's not that the human activity is causing it. It's something which happens
naturally
after every so many thousands and of years.
As in you're saying, as in we had the ice age,
right? That's what the Republicans.
That's what the Republicans say, but
not all Republicans. But
yeah, but you know, they.
I think we play an impact.
Yeah,
I do think. And whether we play an impact or not, I think we should be conscious of how we are using our resources.
Yeah. For sure,
yeah, because they're finite. A lot of them.
And it is something to do with social justice also.
So any high points in the New Zealand area as such, politically, socially? What do you think was the high point in New Zealand as such?
The high point for Jacinda was her baby.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, the first thing was that she was elected as Prime Minister. Yeah. Oh, that was
September 2017.
Yeah. That's right.
But I mean, last year we did see one whole year completed of her in office. And, you know, she went to the UN with the baby and she went to France and talked to all these people. And it was, the world basically was following Jacinda Ardern.
Which is crazy to think that a prime minister from New Zealand, a small country like New Zealand.
Second woman in office in history to have given birth in office, you know.
We're making records now.
Yeah, and she's really someone to watch, I think. But at the same time, you know, everyone's got their opinions. Yeah.
But on the science front, you know, those who are interested in science, the Maya-based rocket lab finally launched its first rocket into orbit. One of our colleagues, one of your friends, must be pretty happy about it. Who works for them?
Craig Fernandez, if you're listening, he works for Rocket Lab, and it was, you know, spectacular what they achieved.
Yeah.
There was also about this high-profile law firm, Russell McVeigh. You remember that?
I have never heard of that name.
No?
Yes. Sexual harassment.
Okay. Sexual harassment. Yeah. So they got pulled up. This is a very high-profile firm that really got pulled up. Also, the tourist scare of the murder of a
Grace Mullane.
Yeah. That's right. That's the big one.
That was a low point for New Zealand.
Yeah. And what about who came to New Zealand? Who were the high-profile people who came to New Zealand? Anybody remembers that?
Harry and Meghan paid a visit,
Oh, come on. Somebody came and played golf.
Oh.
Yeah.
Barack Obama.
Somebody came and played golf as such.
For us, it was Niall Horan. We had a very good concert in June, thanks.
we're talking about all these world events. What was the high point for you guys on your personal front? For me, the high point was in June, July, my family went off for weddings in Canada, and I was all by myself. So that was a high point for me. House for me, and I could do exactly what I wanted to do. What are the high point for you guys?
Well, this year,
because not this year, 2000.
I mean, last year, stuck in the past. I went to India for a food science conference.
Ah.
Yeah. So
tell us something more about it. What's this conference, and what you did?
So, since I'm doing nutrition, one of the papers I was doing was a food science papers. And then they asked us if we wanted to take part in a product development competition, which was part of a bigger conference that was happening in India. So, yeah, two teams from Auckland University took part. Our team made a biscuit using the entire bananas and bread, using the entire banana, including the peel. And yeah, we made our biscuit and we took it to India. We stood in front of judges. We gave them the biscuit. We said words about it. And yeah, it was a pretty insane experience. And I never thought in my like that would be part of my university life, and it was. So I was really happy.
So where was this in India?
Yeah, it was in Mumbai. Okay. Yeah, and I just found it very funny that out of all the countries, all the cities that any conference could happen, it was in Mumbai, which is a country that I go to most often, like my hometown. And it was really nice to go there with people who haven't been to India before, and I got to like show
be
them
their
around.
Tour guide.
People asked me if I was their tour guide, which I laughed at. And I was like, yeah, I guess I pretty much am. And yeah, they really appreciated the Indian hospitality.
And the food?
And the food that was much cheaper and much tastier than the food that you get here. So.
Also, they were Kiwis?
There were, some of them were Kiwi and most of them were international students from China. Okay. So they were used to the big city. But India is a different type of big city.
Yeah, you can say that again.
What about you, Hector? What's the high point apart from watermelons?
Oh, the high point for me was when my son, Neil, and his wife, Denise, they told us that they're getting a son or a child. So I'll be a grandfather soon.
Oh, very exciting.
So that was very, very thrilling for Lorraine and me.
And what about you girls?
Yeah, I graduated last year, so that was nice. And then another thing was going back home, seeing the family and all in India. Mm-hmm. That was really fun, yeah.
And you went to Fiji.
Oh, yeah, we made a trip to Fiji.
Just casually.
Yeah. That was nice, yeah.
Me? There was lots. I mean, India obviously was one. I got a job as a journalist, which was cool. I went to Fiji also. I just had a very good year, I think. Yeah.
Overall.
Yes. It was good. Positive.
So many of us, as well as many other people around listening, would have had a wonderful year. But before we move on to other things as to what's going to happen in 2019, we have a small little announcement to make from the East Indian Association. They would like you all to come for the annual feast mass on the 9th of February 2019, Saturday, at Christ the King Church, Mount Roskill at 9 a.m. to honor their patron saint, Gonzalo Gracia. Then there will be an opportunity to mix and mingle over refreshments after the mass in the church foyer. Last weekend there was a great festivity organized by the East Indian or Mumbai cars at Fangapura. So that was a wonderful opportunity to mix and mingle as such. But before we move forward, there's a little bit of a recipe that somebody has sent us. Let's listen to this recipe.
Today we are going to learn to make chitaps. Chitaps is nothing but an East Indian dosa which you can eat with any vegetable, mutton curry or chicken curry. Mm. For this you need 1 cup maida, 1/2 cup rice flour, 1 cup coconut milk, 1.5 cup water, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon yeast, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 a teaspoon of salt. All you do is mix everything together with a whisk, keep it to ferment for 2 to 3 hours and make like neat dosas. Enjoy.
Don't pokot zayam kan ashirvad re tu zo na foron portolo furo portolo moga paso kan sustolo moga to valor tu kada koitolo tu shikur sunya desamu yutona tu chachirvad so hasam kidin sortona moga to vorsanso tu jantoro Zata don karzato kidak somzona moktu amto dushikurum sudlan nezamu diutona tu jachir watso hatam kidin sortona mogam to vorsasu tu jantorum zautona haun tuzo zau izalar bogorotona mo
Roasted right here in Auckland, Everest Coffee use the highest quality Arabica AA coffee beans, giving you an elite blend of taste and strength. Treat yourself to the Wonder Coffee Bean. Enjoy Everest Coffee. It's for the discerning coffee palate. Everest Coffee.
Tumi ai katat susheka danpar konkani program Auckland cha 104.6 planet fm away mujhe sangata asa Hector Shona Aspen and Chanel tumi atta aikalo mokkuddo anta cha pailen tumi aikale East Indian dosa recipe chitaps this is by the East Indian chef on
it's on the Bombay East Indian chef website and by Ivy Fernandez, yeah.
And Ivy Fernandez,
that's my mom.
And for those who couldn't take the recipe down, I hope you have a pen and paper next to you. So the recipe goes something like this. 1 cup of maida, 1/2 cup of rice flour, 1 cup coconut milk, 1.5 cup water, 1 egg, 1 teaspoon yeast, 2 teaspoons sugar, 1/2 teaspoon salt. Mix all together with a whisk. Keep to ferment for 2 to 3 hours. Make like neer dosas. And as I would say, enjoy. So before the break, we were talking about 2018 political scene, social trivia, sports. I don't think we discussed movies. I don't know. Was there anything spectacular in movies? I don't know. I don't recall any.
Special movies? Can't. Recall, yeah.
Well, the only one I think of is, which I actually didn't end up going to see, was Bohemian Rhapsody.
I saw that. It was very nice. Yeah. I also saw A Star Is Born.
Oh, yes. That's another one.
That's another one that was good. So what's 2019 looking like? Let's start with who's going to take that. What is 2019 looking like? Okay, let's start. Brexit.
I don't. No.
I think that it's not. It might happen. It might not. And that's all the insight that I.
Oh, you should be in the parliament. You're talking like a politician.
Yeah, they have just up to March, somewhere middle of March, to decide, because otherwise they'll be out. And then the recent negotiations or agreement which Theresa May came up with the European Union, it was put to vote in the British Parliament and it was rejected. Mm-hmm. So that there is the real risk now is that it's going to be, a Brexit without any deal with the European Union, which will be terrible. Or it could be postponed. The Brexit thing could be postponed. Or there may be no Brexit.
Oh, okay.
Or there could be another referendum.
Oh, okay. So what do you think?
I think it's likely to be postponed. That's my feeling. I don't think there can be no Brexit, or they'll go back on it, because that will be a failure for Theresa May, and she's not going to accept that, at least.
It'll be like John Key's flag referendum.
Well, that was quite a disaster. 26 million down the drain. Huh? Mm, that was quite a disaster as such. I think Mr. Trump may succeed in building the wall. What do you think?
I think that he will not succeed in building the wall.
I think he should. Why not?
It's very hard to build a wall
that controversial like that.
No, I like physically. It's so hard to build a wall that is such a big wall. Over very like treacherous terrain and stuff.
If it was a Republican Congress, but now since it's the Democrats who have got, and Nancy Pelosi is a very strong woman who wants to exert her authority as well, I think he'll find it very tough to get the funding required for building the wall. He started off with saying that Mexico is going to pay for the wall, but now even his own country doesn't want to pay for it.
Yeah, no, there's... Yeah, you're right, Nancy Pelosi. You're never gonna... It's very hard.
It's a power play, I think.
Yeah. And with Trump, I think what I find most fascinating... Well, there's a lot of things I find a lot fascinating about Donald Trump, but one of the main things, I think, is how much he talks.
Oh, Julian.
We've got a Trump fan on the phone.
On the line.
Hey, Julian. I believe you. You are a Trump fan. What do you think about Trump building the wall?
Oh, absolute disaster! It's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen. There are some who.
Not
going
to happen.
Shona, he agrees with you.
Why?
Just because, like, it's not like needed, and everyone knows it's not needed. Because, like, as he said before, if you've got a wall in front of you, you've got to get over it.
Such a Julian thing to say.
Just because after having gone to America, I spoke to quite a few Mexicans over there, and they had come in illegally, and they were just telling me all the different ways they used to get around. Like, so one is the river. Like, they were just coming across through the rivers and stuff like that, using like tunnels. So this has like nothing to do with a wall. So, a lot of people are just saying, like, what's the Eastern Wall when it's really security that's a problem? If there's a wall, you're just going to find a way around it. And another problem is that people who are in America already, it's going to create problems like that as well. Mm-hmm. People, like, undocumented immigrants are already in America. There's already loopholes in the system itself for them to become actual citizens. As well, like say you've got an injury, and you've got a family member who's got an injury or something, and goes to hospital, then
where is this going?
There's actually a loophole there; you can become a citizen.
Oh, okay, Julian. I believe you're studying for your CA exams. Is that right?
I am. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, so I have two questions for you. Possibly these could be the questions that may come for your papers.
Oh, are you giving it out?
Test.
Okay. So one is on the tax working group in New Zealand. What do you think about it? What do you think the final outcome will be when the government, or rather the group, publishes its final report sometime in the month of February?
To be honest, I actually think they will publish something towards going to with the capital gains tax for sure.
Oh, okay.
Just because of what we have, the lack of the taxing system in place currently is not currently working. Especially after the foreigner ban, I think they're going to be reviewing how that goes as well. Because of the high amount of tax available to gain from capital gains tax and the fact that we don't have other efficient taxing processes available, mm-hmm. That'll be an efficient method to gain a lot of tax income.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Because of the complaints about this petrol tax as well, I think that will be a big consideration taken into consideration, just because of the fact low-income families are very largely affected by mm-hmm. the low-income tax, whereas capital gains would affect large, mm-hmm. High-income earners.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. The other question that I have for you, Julian, is do you think Kiwi Build is successful or is going to succeed or is going to be the biggest failure of the Labour government?
Well, Kiwi Build is a great initiative in place to address the shortage issue. It's like obviously there's a lot of loopholes mm-hmm. and there's a lot of problems that they're only finding out about just now. So the target was very unrealistic to start off with.
Mm-hmm.
But now, I mean, obviously they're just seeing that now. But like the actual what they've got in place right now, it's still a trial, and obviously you can't like succeed at everything in the first go. Mm-hmm. So what they've got in place is it's not working completely, but it's something to be worked on, and it's definitely like a great initiative for the future to have to address the shortage issue and to address the issue that low-income earners can't get a house.
Mm-hmm.
So, it definitely needs a lot of work, but mm-hmm. it will get there.
So let me ask the girls if they have any questions for you. Do you have any questions for Julian?
I have a lot of questions for Julian, but none that is in conjunction with this topic.
Okay. So, Julian, if you want more tips of how to pass your exams, and particularly if you want more tips on how to grow watermelons.
I don't think
Please do get in touch, Hector is ready to help. Thanks for taking the call, Julian. Continue with your studies.
Good luck.
Yeah, thanks, Richard. Thanks, guys. All the best for the show.
Good luck for your exams.
Good luck. Okay. So that's a little bit on New Zealand that you have. What are the major events that do we foresee on the global front? Anything that you foresee on the global front? What about the trade wars between China and US? You don't understand that.
I do. we have understanding of some sort, but you wouldn't call me an expert.
No, we don't
events.
Want you to give expert comments.
I don't have any expertise.
What do you think? Is it good or is it bad? The global war between US and China.
I mean, obviously,
you know, two elephants
a war,
fight.
Then it doesn't sound very good.
When two elephants fight, you know what happens.
A rat runs.
Russia. The grass gets
well, it's a clash of the titans, and they always. America was always saying that other countries should, you know, accept their goods and not put up barriers for accepting their goods when the going was good and when other countries were not developed, highly developed, mm-hmm. and they were, you know, kind of almost wanting other countries to buy their products without mm-hmm. any tariffs and not protect mm-hmm. their own industries.
Mm-hmm.
But now when third world is exporting to their own countries, they come up with this thing that it is harming their own economy and they're putting up barriers mm. and tariffs and things like that.
So on the personal front, what are the agendas? Aspen seemed to have gone under the table. What are the personal agendas as such for 2019?
So my main goal is looking for a nice job, I guess.
Oh, okay.
In my line, yeah, since I've just graduated.
So what's your specialization, Aspen?
I've graduated in food science, I'm getting into okay. that.
Oh, so was that, had you contributed to that recipe which we just did?
No, I'll leave that up to Mom.
Yeah, but you, but I've seen you preparing a couple of things, and you're pretty passionate about cooking as such. Is that what's led you to do that program?
Well, I like food, and I enjoy science, so that's pretty much how I chose my degree.
So can you give us a bit of an insight what this food science program is all about? What's the area of work that you normally do?
So in food science, I can get into many different sort of sectors. So what I'm looking to do is either product development or food safety, like quality assurance kind of thing, testing. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of lab work.
So you want to sort of give your signature line or give a sales pitch to those who are listening and they could call you in for a job interview?
Yeah, I'll hire my marketers to do that. Let's see how it goes.
Hey, Shauna, what about you?
Yeah, well, I graduated my Bachelor of Science with a major in nutrition, and I'm moving into a Master's of Dietetics. So that's a 2-year program, and at the end of it, if all goes well, I can be a registered dietitian.
Uh-huh.
So that gives me an opportunity to work in hospitals, designing diets for the patients that are there. Uh-huh. Or I can work in public health, try and modify the food environment that we're in, because currently, as you all probably know, it's very easy to access. Nutrient poor, very energy dense,
highly processed
food, which we know is not the best for us. So it would be cool to go into the public health sector and change, you know, what's available, make the healthier option more easy to access. So
okay,
I'm not sure what I want to do, but
Hector, tujhe gale program re?
Oh, my program is
for 2019.
2019, I've been growing vegetables in summer. So I would like to have a four-season gardening and grow some things in the winter. So I've been reading a book by Elliot Coleman on four-season gardening. And what he says is that summer is good for growing fruiting vegetables like tomatoes and brinjals and cucumbers. But there are these leafy vegetables like lettuces and roots like beets and carrots and all, which you can grow in winter. All it requires is a little protection. And so I'll be experimenting with that.
And we'll be coming and eating.
Yes, and I'll provide it to all these food experts to develop.
But I tell you, you're interfering with the hands of God, huh?
What do you mean?
You are trying to propagate something.
That I'm not interfering. I'm aiding it.
You're aiding it.
So God said, increase and multiply. But here are the poor male and female flowers. They can't get to each other. I'm trying to get them to each other.
It's a matchmaking service of flowers. Yeah. Yeah.
So where there were no bees, I'm, you know.
You're the big bee.
But there's no bees, there's Hector.
Okay, for me, it's to travel, and I'm looking forward to go back to India after almost 4 years to see some of my aging relatives. I'm also looking forward to one of my uncles, who I was very fond of when I was growing up, who will be visiting New Zealand sometimes this month or maybe next month. And I look forward to that. So 2019 is going to be
family.
A bit of travel and a bit of family. So what about you?
And for me, I'm not sure what I'm looking out for, but I know what my mother's looking out for, and that's a boy. For Shauna especially. So guys,
no, for you especially.
Shauna
Gomes,
you're the single
eldest.
And ready to mingle.
And so we all are.
But no, otherwise 2019, I'm just hoping it goes well. Can't ask for anything else.
And she might be on TV.
Tell us about that.
I'll be a reporter on the AM show, and every now and then you might see my radio face on TV. Tune into TV3 AM show in the morning.
Oh, that's exciting. Is that likely to happen?
Hopefully this week.
Masala puri. Masala puri is a snack you can have with your tea. 3 cups of flour, 1 cup rava, 1/4 cup oil, 2 teaspoons chili powder, 2 teaspoons salt, 2 teaspoons sugar, and 2 teaspoons of tel. The method will be, mix all of the above with just enough water to form a nice soft dough. make small puris and prick each puri with a fork so you get some holes on the puri which prevents them from rising. Now deep fry each puri till crisp. Cool, store, enjoy.
तुम्ही ऐकत सुशेगात दनपार प्रोग्राम आणि आम्ही डिस्कस करता करंट अफेअर्स हेक्टर शोना ऍस्पिन अँड शिनेला सांगता. वी ऑल नो वॉट वी डीड इन 2018. वी नो अ लिटल बिट वॉट वी आर गोईंग टू डू इन 2019. बट वी ॲक्च्युली डू नॉट नो वॉट द फ्युचर होल्ड्स फॉर अस. सो वी मस्ट फोकस ऑन द नाऊ अँड इयर. सो हियर इज अ वंडरफुल स्टोरी टू रिमेन पॉझिटिव्ह. Bert and John Jacobs, the brothers who co-founded the 100 million Life is Good t-shirt company, grew up the youngest of six children in a low middle class family in Boston. When the brothers were in elementary school, their parents were in a near-death car accident from which their mother managed to escape with just a few broken bones. But their father lost the use of his right hand.
The stress and frustration from his physical therapy caused him to develop a harsh temper, which is something they explain in their new book, Life is Good. He did a lot of yelling when we were in grade school, John told Business Insider. and life certainly wasn't perfect. There were often difficult things happening around the house, the brothers, right? But their mom, Joan, still believed that life was good. So every night, as the family sat around the dinner table, she would ask her six kids to tell her something good that happened that day.
As simple as Mom's words were, they changed the energy in the room, the brothers wrote. Before we knew it, we were all rifling on the best, funniest, or most bizarre part of our day.
John says that his daily exercise prevented them from developing a victim's mentality of, oh, you wouldn't believe this horrible thing that happened to me today. Instead of griping about a teacher or homework assignment, he says that they would be laughing about a silly haircut a classmate got that day or a neat project they worked on at school. That optimism was something that our family always had, even when we had little else, they write.
Growing up with a mother like theirs, one who sang in the kitchen, told animated stories, and acted out children's books for them, no matter what bad situation they were going through, taught them an important lesson. Being happy isn't dependent on your circumstances. She showed us that optimism is a courageous choice you can make every day, especially in the face of adversity.
They say her unwavering positive outlook on life is what inspired Life is Good, their $100 million company, the mission of which is to spread the power of optimism with the tagline, life is not perfect, life is not easy, life is good. Since their mother's daily question served them so well in life, John says he and his brother now ask their employees the same thing when they all come together. Tell me something good. And the results have been positive. It leads to ideas, which leads to progress, which leads to building on successes instead of dwelling on challenges.
Try this at your home and office and see the difference.
Life is good.
Wow. So the story that we just narrated to you is calling each one of you to remain positive in the year 2019. Look at the good side of life. Look at the blessings that we have received. Look at the wonderful family, friends, and the jobs that we have, no matter how small it is. Let us also pray for people who don't have jobs. And today we also ask you to pray in a very, very special way for Sinatra D'Souza, the wife of Michael D'Souza, the owners of Everest Coffee. Sinatra is lying in a hospice in Auckland, and she's terminally ill. A very sad moment for Michael and his family. So please keep her in your prayers. Also, do not forget about the East Indian Mass on 9th of February at Christ the King at 9 a.m. in the morning. And don't just run away after the Mass. Please stay there to participate in the social gathering thereafter. So any positive things that you want to share that's happened so far, or would you like to talk about?
Aspen and I always say that we have to be like our grandma, who makes every situation positive. She's never
heard a negative word from her.
Yeah, so I think our 2019 goals, especially after 2 months in India with her, is just to be more like grandmama.
Yeah. And did you find that she's always thinking of others rather than herself?
Oh, yeah.
100%, yes.
I think that's one of the biggest secrets of happiness, to be other-centered rather than oneself. Mm-hmm.
So on that note, let's sign off, Hector. Let's sign off.
Say
adios to our listeners.
Thank you, listeners, for tuning in to Susika Dunbar. And thank you to the lovely ladies over here for joining us today.
Thank you, Hector. Thank you, Richard. Thanks for having us.
Oh, Mogan kushar avaria ruta, mogan polla.